welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to talk about the kind of heart that we should have when we receive God's word. What kind of openness should we have when we hear the word of God? And the best example of this, of having a heart that receives God's word, is by looking at Mary, the mother of Jesus. It was because Mary said yes to God that Jesus came into the world. So she is the perfect example of how we should receive God's word. And what I want to do is I want to compare how Mary receives God's word to a person in the Bible called Zechariah and how he receives God's word. Now, Zechariah was the father of John the Baptist. And I want to look at both of these people in the first book of Luke. It's in the first chapter. And both these stories are told one after the other. We hear about the angel of Gabriel coming to Zechariah to tell him that he's going to have a son. And then we see the angel Gabriel go to Mary to tell her that she is going to be the mother of God. So if we look at Luke chapter 1, and if we start at verse 11, we see that Zechariah, who is a priest, he has gone into the temple to He was chosen that day to go into the temple to offer incense. And when he's there, the angel of Gabriel appears to him. So in verse 11, it says, "Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John.'" And then if we jump down to verse 18, Zechariah responds to the angel, and he says this, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." So we see that the angel has come to Zechariah to say that you are going to be a father. And Zechariah doubts. He says, he uses these words, "How will I know that this is so?" Essentially, he's asking for a sign. And so he asks with doubt. So now let's compare it to Mary, when the angel of Gabriel appears to Mary. So if we move down to verse 26. "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be." In verse 30, it says, "The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus.'" So then if we jump down to verse 34, Mary says to Gabriel, Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Now, when you first read this, when Mary asks a question, you can think that it actually sounds very similar to Zechariah's question. So Mary says, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" But Zechariah, if you compare it to his question, he says, "How will I know that this is so?" The difference is that Zechariah answers or asks a question with doubt, whereas Mary asks it from a place of awe and wonder, an amazement of the fact that she has been chosen. And so she says to the angel, "How?" Almost like, "Wow, how can this be?" And so she's a great example of when we receive the word of God, to not come with doubt, but to come with awe and wonder. that God has brought a word to us. The amazing thing about Mary is that she completely trusted God. She completely trusted God that he would fulfill his promises. So when we hear God's word, we should have a heart that says, God, I trust in you. I believe that you will fulfill the word that you speak to me. Mary comes with an openness for what God wants to do in her. She even says in verse 38, she says, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. She said yes. She was open to what God wanted to do in her. So when we hear God's word, however that is, maybe it's in the quiet whisper of your heart, maybe it's someone speaking to you audibly, we should receive God's word with openness, and we should receive it with awe and wonder, completely trusting in God's word. So why don't you pray with me right now that God would grace us with a heart that is open to hearing him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you that you are a speaking God. You want to be in our lives. You want to share with us, Lord. Lord, would you give us open hearts to hear your word? Would you grace us with the ability to trust in your promises? And we thank you in advance for the words that you want to speak to each and every one of us, individually, specifically for our lives. We thank you for the blessings that you give us and for the word that you want to speak to us. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.